Gemara it is, well, the Kula Kola Kula Yidule, it's cases being down from Rashi, that the Shaila is, we should say, Migu the Choshir Amon and the Choshir Ashmuz. The Gemara answers that he's Mishtamet, so namely he's not Choshir. Three cases, three Shailas on Rashi. Alzei Tema, Damasik Lekaman, the Choshir Amon and the Choshir Ashmuz. The maskana is that choshir hamamina is loy choshir hashvuos. That's the first shaila of Tosis on Rashi. Because on the first shaila of Tosis on Rashi, we already saw yesterday that the Ramban is miyashir, that it's going to libe da abaya, and if he abaya, as then you choshish lemilve rishana. As the shaila is, if you're going according to Abaya, that's Choshish Lemilvi Yishana, as why in the Gemara by us doesn't it say that the reason why this Ishtamute Kam Ishtabel Mine is because you're Choshish Lemilvi Yishana? Behind you, how could you answer that we're going according to Abaya? And Abaya holds you never Choshish, because you always Choshish, maybe there was a Milvi Yishana, right? So the Gemara should have said it. As the Ramban over here answers, the Gemara could have said it, but the Gemara said another reason. Le'nochinami, the Gemara could have said it also. And Nachlus David adds that there are times where you can't be choishish from Milva Yishana. Like the Mefarshim say later on, if he says Lahed, I don't have a Milva Yishana. As therefore, we're coming to say there's another reason of Ishtamute Kam Ishtamut Mine. That's why the Gemara says it, because it's mash because we want to say in Motziur. That's the Mahalach of the Ramban to answer the first question. Then Tosis asks two more questions. He asks from Shvua Shaloi Shalach Bayan and from Nasra Derababo. As on these two questions, the Pei Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva Eger say a Mahalach Liyashu. They want to say that Rashi sheets, why does Tosis ask Dafka from these two cases? The Marsha already speaks out that every tzir where the mammon's einoy be'em, he doesn't have the money now, as he have ishtamute kam ishtamet, he doesn't want to pay now, he wants to pay later on. Tosis bedafka ask from two tzirurim where the money's be'em. As being that the money's be'en, it's not shayich, the hezbo of our gemara, v'shtamute kam ishtamet. Already you have the money in front of you, why aren't you giving it back? It's not shayich, ishtamute kam ishtamet. As frek taisis, indeed, siyurim. That's how the Marsha explains. Zot, the Pnei Yeshua, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, you could learn in these cases, there are ishtamute kam ishtamet. Because even though, at the time, when he was Shalach Bayad, or at the time when he was Choytifit, the Naska, it was Ben, but you could learn we're talking about now when he came to Bezdin, it's Eina Ben. And you could say, Ishtamute Kam Ishtamet. He already was Chotaf, he already did something at Gezel, Shema Asa Tshuva. As being that Shema Asa Tshuva, and now he's Ishtamute Kam Ishtamet Mine, as he's no longer a Choshir HaMamana. Einoch Inami, at that time, he was a Choshir HaMamana. But by the time he got to Bezdin, and now when he's in Bezdin, you want to give him a Shvua, he's not Choshir anymore. Because maybe between that time, he did Shuvah. Thus is the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva Eger to be Miyashiv Rashi. And that's why Rashi learns the Gemara on Daf Vav. It's asking from Shvua She'ena B'Shusa, not Shvua from Shalai Shalach Bayad. Because over there, there's no Migu D'Choshim. That's what the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva Eger say. Lefize, it comes out that there's a Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosis, if you're Choshish, that a person does Tshuva. And Memele is not Choshim. The Shaila is, what's the Hezbo of that Machlekes, if we're Choshish, that a person is going to do Shuvah. As could be, you could learn. It's a Balabatish Machlekes. A guy did an Avera a short time ago. he's coming to the din taiga, and he's still being koyfer, as it's a very small shash that he's doing tshuva. He's doing tshuva. That's how Taisis learns. And Rashi learns, no, it's enough shash to say that he's not choshev. Oh, that's how you could learn it. Machlekes, it's such a small shash, and maybe he did tshuva in this short period of time, but Frat, it's not Elul, it's not Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, maybe he did tshuva, mechitesi, the small shash. Oh, that's how you could learn. Reb Nochum wanted to say, actually you could say a more longish shahaspa. That there's a shayla, what is the gather of the tour of Migu the Choshed Amamina, Choshed Ashmus? What's the reason why, if someone's Choshed Amamina, he's not Choshed Ashmus? As the Ramban over here says, because Loi Moisrim Shvua Lechoshed. Shvua is an emanis. We don't give an emanis to a guy who's Choshed. The Shvuah is not going to accomplish anything. If the guy's a liar, what's the purpose of giving him a Shvuah? As loy masvinan Shvuah lechashin. We don't give Shvuahs to a Chashin, and that's Takad Halacha. Somebody who's Chashin is possible to Shvuah. Somebody who's Chashin b'tayris vaday. Edim came and said, this guy is a Gazlan, he's Chashin l'shaker. As we don't give him a shvua. If we know somebody made a shvua in Bezdin b'sheker, he's choshed the shaker, we don't give him a shvua. That's one aspect. Reb Nochum was medayik in Rashi. Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns the gedah migu the choshed ha-mamin ha-choshed ha-shvuasa loshen Rashi, the second line from the top, v'loy nirma aleha shvuasa. He's not mechayiv. Rashi doesn't say loy mashbiyan oisai. Rashi says we don't put on him, meaning we're not mechayiv him in the shvua. Mavur that it potters you from the ikar hamechayiv. And what's the pshat? As you could explain with the svara of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the word of migu the choshed hamamina, choshed hashvuasa, is why are we giving you a shvua? We're giving you a shvua because we want to prevent you from stealing. We want to prevent you from doing something shaloi kedim. Abamigu de choshed amamene. If someone's choshed that he's doing shaloi kedim, and because of that, he's going to make a shvua. Once he steals, we assume he's going to make a shvua l'sheker also. There's no point in giving him a shvua. The Shvua is not going to accomplish anything. Because a guy who steals lies with the Shvua. As what's the point of the Shvua? As a Fizeh, over here, if there's a tzir where a person is Choshed Amamina, there is no Chiyav of Shvua Bechlau. Because there's absolutely no Tu'elis in giving him a Shvua. A guy who steals, he's Choshed Amamina, he's Choshed Shvua, he's Nishbe B'Sheker. As what are you doing? You're choshed, he's stealing, so give him a shvua. You're not accomplishing anything by giving him a shvua. A shvua is not an accomplishment. It's not going to help us. That's the word. As there's no machayim of shvua. Nachum said, if you say Rashi l'shitasim, that Rashi learns the word of migu, the choshed ha-mamin, the choshed ha-shvuasa, is loy nir mi alei shvua. There's no mechayev of shvua because there's no te'elis in the shvua. Then you could hear the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva Eger are saying, what do you mean there's no te'elis in the shvua? Maybe the guy did shuva. Maybe even though he did an aveira at one point, but by now he did shuva. As a mela, give him a shvua now because the shvua is going to work. As if the word of migu the choshed hamamina choshed hashvuasa is that there is no te'elis, there's no point in it because you're not going to accomplish. As then, if there's a chshash, maybe he did shuva, you're going to accomplish something. As if you're going to accomplish something, he's mechuyev in a shvua. That's the hesver of Nochum wanted to say b'das Rashi, why he holds where even a small chshash is enough to say. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a second mahalach on the Shail of Taisis from Nasra Dirabava.
What does Taisis ask? That the Gemara over there says mitayich. It's muchach yichayish shvua. The fi Rashi with the rice and bigud the chashid amomen a chashid ashvua. So it's only midir abanan. We give a shvua. That's frek Taisis. Fekre b'kiva ega. A god interesting question. Interesting question. Fekre b'kiva ega. That what did Taisis say? That originally in the Friya de Gedaitis, it used to be that Shvua and Mammon were equal. People were scared of stealing, they were scared of making a Shvua, as that's we said, Migu de Chashira Mammon al Chashira Shvus. That's what Taisa said. As the Dairis were Yairid, as Gezel went down. People don't care about Gezel as much. Shvua is still Chomer. As Umela now, nowadays, you don't say migu the chashid amomen and chashid ashvusa because gezel went down. That's what Tosis says before. Aibazay zakr v'kivega kum techais bizman hazeh where you don't say migu the chashid amomen and chashid ashvusa yibachuyev in a shvua daraisa. As if yibachuyev in a shvua daraisa, you say mitoich. The Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Lamed Dalet, which is Nascha Derababosh, who is Lamed Beis, is talking about Bizman HaZeh, not in the times of the Torah. As Bizman HaZeh, we already don't say Migu Dechashad Amam and Ashvusa. Why? Because Bizman HaZeh, people would get them is not Chomer, but Shvuah is Chomer. As bizman hazeh you mechuyev already in a shvua daraisa. As mamela, that's why there's a din of mitaych. Meaning the words of Taisis is, even though in the times of the Torah, migu dechashir amomen dechashir ashvusa, but in the times of the Rabbanon, things change. Abatayned Rebbe Kiva Eger, mamash asvar pshuta. If in the times of the Rabbanon things changed, as Mammon is more is less Chomer than Shvuah, as now you mechuyev in a Shvuah Daraisa. The whole Torah from the Shvuah Daraisa was Migu Dechashid. Now, in our times, you can't say Migu Dechashid, as you mechuyev in a Shvuah Daraisa. As that's why you say Mitayev. As what Tais is asking from the Gemara in Shvuah is, I read the Gemara in Shvuah is going Bizman HaZeh. When people already are more machshav shvua, more than mammon, as already in mechuyev in a shvua daraisa. As what is Taisis? So it's clear in Taisis the answer. Taisis is saying you're only mechuyev in a shvua derabanan. Bizman hachachamim, you're only mechuyev in a shvua derabanan. As Taisis is mavur, why he's arguing on Rebbe Kiva Eger? I'm afraid Rebbe Kiva Eger. Why? If the whole tour daraisa was migu dechashid, as bizman hazeh when the mitzias changed. And nowadays, we no longer have the svar of migu dechashid, as you should be chayim midaraisa in a shvua. Das frek kriviki veig, and das is garsh, stark a shayla. The shayla is how to be miyashiv taisis. Why does taisis ask on Rashi? As b'chayra, the kivun has to be ba'ayfin zeh. It's mavur that midaraisa, even bizman hazeh, things wouldn't change. Even though the mitzias changed, but things wouldn't change midaraisa. You need a takana derabanan to be mechayiv you a shvur. And the shaila is why? The chayra of Akiveg is right. If the mitzias changed, so you should be chayiv in a shvur deraisa. What pshat? Because you could learn ba'ayfin zu. That even though we're saying that the Chumrah of Gezel went down, but it doesn't mean by everyone the Chumrah of Gezel went down. The percentages that Gezel went down are still a miyuta. As midine daraisa, it wouldn't be enough to be mechayev you in Shvuah. But being that the Rabbanan saw that in their days it went down, with the Rabbanan they made a takana that it's kedai to make a shvua. And that's the lashon of Taisis. Vein loyme da hainu midrabanan. The fisher roish is a shvua chumura leh. And therefore, Lashon Taisis, they were Tiknu Ashvua Derabbanan. The Derabbanan, they were Mesakin Ashvua. Because they saw things change and it may help. But not that it's enough Midaraisa to be Machaya, because the change wasn't drastic enough to change the Din Daraisa. But it has to be the Kibum in Taisis. Okay. As therefore, Taisis is Chaylek on Rashi. He learns the Gemara is asking, you still have a Mibu. This is the Gemara, the first step of the Gemara. Okay, now let's move on to the next stage of the Gemara. Havala Odis Edim, the Leka Lememar Hachi. I heard us Edim, you cannot say this. As therefore, you wouldn't be able to learn it out from Maida B'miksas, Kamash Malon Kal V'chaymer. And then you could learn it out with Maida B'miksas. As by Ha'adis Edim, you can't say what? What can you say by Ha'adis Edim? As there's a big Machlokes Rishonim. Let's start off with the Mahalach of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos learned by others Adim, you can't say Ishtamut Kamashtamit Mine. And Mumela, there's gonna be a problem of Migu the Khoshid Amamina, Khoshid Ashvua. Speaks out the Nachlas David, the two of Tam Vidas, Lefi Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara, the flow through of the Gemara is much, much better. Because Rabbah already handled Migui Dechashir HaMamana. Rabbah was already handling, in the beginning of the Amud, Migui Dechashir HaMamana. As Zog de Gemara, that which Rabbah said by Moedah B'Mitzas is no Migui Dechashir, but by others Adam, Lekah L'mei Malchi. As that's what the Gemara means. Rabbah explains the Chiyav Shavuos Moedah B'Mitzas, and you don't say Migui Dechashir is Mishum Ishtamutei, but by others Adam, there's Lekah Ishtamutei. According to Tosfos, it's more of a dochuk, because Rabbah was talking about something totally else, migui, and now we're talking about ishtamute kam ishtamit, which is bringing, by the way, Rabbah mentioned there is ishtamute kam ishtamit. Okay, as by all the seidim lekalim meimachim. So we're just bringing a side point in Rabbah that isn't beikah what Rabbah was talking about. As in pshat, it flows much better in Rashi, this chelik of the Gemara. Okay, that's the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos. The Tzarech Bir. L'chayre, everyone who reads the Gemara wonders to himself, or at least he should wonder to himself, why by Kefer HaKol can I be Ishtamutei Kam Ishtamit? Maybe also, I don't have money now to pay up. I want to pay later on. As the same way you say by Moedah B'Miksas, I don't have money, I want to pay up later on. As by Kefer HaKol, you can say exactly the same thing. As what's shown in the Gemara, that by Kefer HaKol, there's no Ishtamute Kav Mishtamut. It's Aruch B. As we have two Rashis in Shas that explain it, and each one says something different. Rashi later on the top of Vav Amid Aleph, we have a similar Gemara that there's no Ishtamute by Kefer HaKol. Rashi explains it. A little bit of a aura, why did Rashi wait till Vav Amid Aleph? B'chayra, in our sugya, the Gemara said it already. Rashi should have explained it over here. This is the first time we encountered that by Kefer HaKol there's no Ishtamute. But for some reason, Rashi waits till Vav Amid Aleph. Actually, that's a remez that Rashi over here doesn't learn like Rashi over there. I'll tell you, but Rashi waits till Vav Amid Aleph, and Rashi says that a person who's meyid ponim likra kol lav lishtamute bai. When someone wants to be mishtamid, it's much easier to be mishtamid if you're only doing a little bit. But if you're doing the whole thing, that's a really big ha'asa. Meaning, a person owes $100. Okay, I need more time to pay up. Okay, so I'll give you back some, and I'll keep some for myself. You could say, Ishtamute kam ishtamit. But a guy that says, the whole thing I'm not paying you back, That's such a big azar. It's not mistaber he's doing it. Mishtamute kol mishtamid. It's mistaber he wants to be koifer hakol. As that's the svara of Rashi later on. And it's a tremendous azar to be ishtamute kol mishtamid, to be koifer hakol. As we assume you're not doing it mishtamute kol mishtamid. A guy who wants to be mishtamid, who wants to pay up later on, would rather be moide b'miksas, not be koifer hakol. That's what Rashi says over here. Rashi in Gittin, Nun Aleph Amid Beis, on this Gemara of Mifnei Ma'amar Rabba, Rashi says a totally different angle. In Svara, it's like, it might be opposite. Rashi says, because in order to say Ishtamute Kamishtamit, why are we saying Ishtamute Kamishtamit? Maybe the guy's a liar. We have a hechrich, he's ishtamute kamishtamit. Why? Midulay kafar v'kol. If he was a liar, he would have lied for the whole thing. From the fact that he didn't say the whole thing, it shows he's an honest guy. So why isn't he paying the whole thing up? Must be ishtamute kamishtamit. As lefizeh, midulay kafar v'kol is a raya that he's ishtamute kamishtamit. As the shinui between Rashi on Davov and Rashi in Gittin, Rashi Davov says only by Moedah B'Mikzas there's a chshash of Ishtamute. By Kaifer B'Kol there's no chshash of Ishtamute because it's a hazak daily. And Rashi in Gittin says different. Rashi in Gittin says that in order to say Ishtamute kam Ishtamit you need a raya. Because what's the raya? V'deloi Kaifer B'Kol. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gittin in Aleph Amid Beis asks on Rashi Svas Yesevu. The whole lashon of Rashi is a little bit like Yesev. It's not necessary. Rashi makes this new tam. You have a raya that he's ishtamute kam ishtamit. For Rabbi Kiva Eger, as long as it's possible ishtamute kam ishtamit, there's no din ambigu the chashad amom and a chashad ashurusa. Why does Rashi have to say, you need a raya, he's ishtamute kam ishtamit. Without a raya. Stam, there's a shash, maybe ishtamute kam ishtamit, as he's not choshev. Why does Rashi have to say, there's a raya ishtamute kam ishtamit? Medoloi kofar hakol. And Frekar v'kiveger, if you need a raya of ishtamute kam ishtamit, as why is eid echot chayiv b'shvur? I over there, it's Kofer B'Kol, and there's no Raya Vishtamute Kam Mishtamit. Ad Kam Divrei Rabbi Kiva Eger on Rashi. As Rabbi Kiva Eger is Ma'ir, two questions on Rashi. One, Misvara. What is Rashi needed for? Va'oid. Another question, that L'Choira, you have a Shaila from Eid Echor. This is the two kashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger. As Lefi Rashi, the Gemara is saying that there's less that there's no ishtamute by koifer hakol. As that's the reason why you would think you're not mechayev shvur. This is the koidim kol Rav Nochum put down a basic yisod before we get started in Rashi. Pashtis, you learn the Gemara, these b'chlal no ishtamute by koifer b'kol. That's the way Pashtis you learn according to Rashi. Rashi saying by koifer b'kol there's no ishtamute kol mishtam. Zok Rav Nochum, you cannot learn Rashi that way. Is a Mefurish Gemara not that way? Does anyone know where the Mefurish Gemara not that way is? There's a Mefurish Gemara that by a Koifer HaKol there's Ishtamute Kam Ishtamit. This Rashi over here that says by Koifer HaKol there's no Ishtamute Kam Ishtamit is Kineged a Gemara.
Gemara
that
places ring Shavuos.
Oh! Tosis brings a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem Amud Beis that is Why we mechayiv shvus heses? I chazak ein of the meis panav bifnei bal choyvoi. Talking about a koyfer bekol, and it answers ishtamud dekam ishtamid minei. State beforeish in the Gemara that by koyfer bekol it shayich ishtamud dekam ishtamid. He says, that's why, if you look well at Tosis, when he says the pshat of Rashi, he adds two words, which before you learned in the mirror, you wouldn't have even noticed they existed, before you heard Shia from Rav Nachum. Oh. The next Tosis, Avalonadis Eidim Deleka Lememar Kol Kach Mishtamit. Tosis adds two words, Kol Kach. What are those words, Kol Kach? Avad it shayich ishtamut dekam ishtamut. Das is a Gemara in Shavuos. That mem on mebeis a taisus. But it means that the tzad of ishtamut dekam ishtamut is much less. Lechein kasev haritva miforish. Das is alibis. Rashi is not saying it's not shayich ishtamut dekam ishtamut. Bechlau. Avad it shayich ishtamut dekam ishtamit. Just the tzad that it's ishtamut dekam ishtamit is much less. As lefize, what's pshat in the Gemara? Pshat in the Gemara, maybe you're only mechayev shvua when there's a strong tzad of ishtamut dekam ishtamit. But when there's a weaker tzad of ishtamut dekam ishtamit, then you can't be mechayev shvua. That's the beer in the Gemara. That's Rav Nachum's other base. Zok Rav Nachum. Lefi zeh, we could move on and answer the shayla of G'dayle Rabbi Seinu HaKoyim on Shitas Rashi. Rashi says that the Gemara means, and Tosis learns this way also, the Gemara means that by Koyver HaKol, there's no Ishtamut Dekam Ishtamit. Frek Rav Akiva Eger, is what are you going to do by Eid Echad? I by Eid Echad, we see the Torah was Mechayev a Koyfer Bechol. I mikud choshen amam and choshen ashvuasa. And by Koyfer I call there's no Ishtamut Dekam Ishtamit. This is Shaila number one, Ishtarka Shaila. How could the Gemara say, according to Rashi, that by Koyfer I call there's no Ishtamut Dekam Ishtamit? Haray, we see not that way by Koyfer I call. By Eid Echad. Shaila number one. Shaila number two, the Gemara boys from the Kal Vachomer that a koifer is not posel le'edus. Somebody who's koifer bakol is not posel le'edus. Why? Zog the Gemara, a koifer b'milva is not posel be'edus. Zog the Gemara on Dalet Amir Aleph, because ishtamute kam ishtamit minir. Frek the Nachlas David, as it's mucha from the Kal V'chaimah, like the Gemara speaks out, that a koifer b'milva is kosher le'edus, because ishtamut dekam ishtamit minei. As how could you say that there is no ishtamut dekam ishtamit minei by hodas edim, because it's a koifer b'kol, hare we see from a koifer b'milva that's kosher le'edus, not that way. And if Edom come and say, person made a halva, he's kosher le'edus. Even though before he said, I didn't. Because dilmishtamute kamishtamut minei. As we see. Those are the two strong shilas on the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Nachlas David. Nachlas David asked the shilas of Rabbi Kiva Eger also. Zog Rav Nachum, they're asking, Kipshutai, there's no ishtamute kamishtamut. I'm showing you there is ishtamute kamishtamut. Vice the Chayis and Rashi, like it's Meduyik and Taisis and Mefurish and the Ritva. Rashi didn't say there is no Ishtamut Dekam Ishtamit. Rashi said there's less. As therefore, there's room to work to say why a Koifer be Milve is Kosher Le'edis, and by Shvua Seid Echad, why we say Ishtamut Dekam Ishtamit. What's the Hesper? Okay. It was a lot of names, a lot of details. Let's just cut it short and sweet, the question. What is the Gemara saying according to Rashi? Mamish Pirish Amid. Ha'odis Eidim, there's no Ishtamute. As how can you be Machai Mishvua? I'm Migu the Choshed Amomene. Ha'edechot, you see Yechai Mishvua, even though he's called for Bechot. It's not Shaykh Ishtamute. You should say Migu the Choshed Amomene, Choshed Ashvua. So a very basic Choshed question. Okay, without all the technical, Choshboinus. How could you say by koyf hakol? There's no ishtamute kol ishtam. Eidachon is different. The Zokr of Nochum, you would say like this: Eid echad, there's a bigger mechayev of shvua. As therefore, even though the tzad of ishtamute kol ishtamet minei is smaller, he'll still be chayev. Masha enkein, when you have less of a mechayev of shvua, as then you need more to be ishtamute to be mechayev b'shvua. You need more of a chshash and a tzad to be mechayev b'shvua. Who says that Eid Echad is stronger than Moedah b'mitzvah? Ask the Gemara later on. And Gimel Amud Beis says, by Eid Echad, the Eid is nishpa on what, the person's being nishpa on what the Eid is made. The Eid said on this money, as the mechayev is a stronger mechayev. As being that the Machayev is a stronger Machayev, even though the Tzad of Ishtamute Kam Ishtamet Minei is Rochuk, that's enough to be Machayev. Only by Moedah B'Miksas, then we had a Havamina, if the Ishtamute Kam Ishtamet is less, you can't be Machayev. That's why you need a Kal V'Chayim. That'll be the answer on Eilech. Wadin Koifer B'Milveh is kosher le'edus, because edus, as long as there's a tzad of ishtamute kam ishtamet minei, he's not posel le'edus. You can't say he's a vadei kosher. But to be mechayev a shvur, that you need a strong tzad of ishtamute kam ishtamet minei. This is the mahalach in the Gemara. Okay. As the big chiddush is, Rashi's moida, there is ishtamute kam ishtamimu, by a koifer b'chol. This Rashi holds, it's small. Okay. And with the Gemara, kal v'choymer. Zog the Gemara that, okay, that's why you need a kal v'choymer. Frek the Ramban on Rashi, give out. Harei, if the problem is, migu de choshed ha-momen, or choshed ha-shvuse, as what is it about Kal V'Chomer? Okay, Kal V'Chomer, we know Yechayiv, but Ein Moisin Shvua L'Choshed, words of the Ramban, Ein Moisin Shvua L'Choshed, as what is it help a Kal V'Chomer? Tosfek the Ramban. You know who else is the Kasha? If you look very well, Toisvis. And Toisvis says a Teretz. You know what the Kal V'Chomer is telling you? The Kal V'Chomer is telling you, Ishtamute kam ishtamet minei. As someone who didn't think a lot when he learned Taisis, as he says, you know what the Kal V'Chomer is teaching you? That the Mitzias is Ishtamute kam ishtamet minei. And they'll tell you Taisis is Meduyik that way. But anyone with Chetzi Mayach, Bekat Kavach, actually an eighth of a Mayach, Bekat Kavach, what the Kal V'Chomer is teaching you, the Metzius? Ishtamute kam ishtamet minei? We need a Kal V'Chomer to teach us the Metzius is Ishtamute kam ishtamet minei? How could you read a Tosis like that? It's a busha to read Tosis like that. The Kal V'Chomer is teaching you Ishtamute kam ishtamet minei? As what's right there, Ramban? Their mom's right, the bomb is shayla. If there's migu de chashid, what's the Kal V'Chomer teaching you? Hevetite! Kal V'Chomer is teaching you, Ishtamute kam ishtamet. There's no migu de chashid. You need a Kal V'Chomer to tell you, it's a metzias. Either people are Ishtamute kam ishtamet, or people are not Ishtamute kam ishtamet. And don't believe anyone that tries to be Masbi Yusha. Dominic, so what could be Pshat in Taisis? Taisis says it! I gotta read Taisis. Zog Rav Nochum, what Tosis is saying like this. We were already medayik in Tosis. Kol kach mishtamet. We brought the Ritva. Rashi is not saying by koifer akol, it's not shayach atzada mishtamut eko mishtamet. Avada, it's shayach atzada mishtamut eko mishtamet. But the percentages of it happening are much less. Let's put it mamish in percentages. By moide b'miksas, the percentages of ishtamut eko mishtamet are 22%. By koifer b'kol, it's 8%. As what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was, okay, I can hear for a 22% chance we're going to be Machayev Shvu of Moed B'Miksas. But for an 8% chance we're going to be Machayev Shvu? By Hadis Eidim, the Ishtamut Ekom Ishtamit is so much less we're going to be Machayev Shvu. That's shot in the Pircha of the Gemara. Zog the Kal V'Chaymer. Yes! Not the Chal V'Chaymer is being Mechadish. Okay, we went out and we made a survey. We did a poll and we found that 8% are Ishtamut. No! The Chal V'Chaymer is telling us 8% chance is enough to be Mechadish HaShvuah. The Shaila is, how could a Chal V'Chaymer do it? It's just like we said a second ago, Bayit Echad. Bayit Echad, because the Mechayiv of the Shvua is stronger, we're going to give the Shvua even on less of a percentage. Because we have a very strong Mechayiv of a Shvua. As Kal V'Chaymer says, that the Mechayiv of Adas Edim is stronger than Moed B'Miksas. As if it might even mix us on the 22% chance we were Mechayiv, when the Mechayiv is less, Kal V'Chaymer, that the Mechayiv of Agas Edom should be Mechayiv Shvua, and it'll be Mechayiv even on an 8% chance. Because if the Torah wrote that there's a Chiyah by Moedim and Mixas, Kal V'Chaymer, as it must be Agas Edom is Chayiv, as it must be the Torah is Mechayiv, on a more rochuk dekit chance. This is deep. It's a very deep revolt. I, the oilam last, but there's a svara to be machalik. As on that, the Nachlus David and the Nochum said a sprach that Kal V'Chaymer is a mida b'toira. You can't ask from svaras on a Kal V'Chaymer. On many Kal V'Chaymers, you could ask, have a svar to say maybe the reason why the Torah was Machayev the Kal was because of this. Doesn't make a difference. Kal V'Chaymer. The Torah was nitin to be nidarish, but Kal V'Chaymer. That if the Kal has this din, then the Torah is telling you, anytime we wrote the din by a Kal, you should know it's Ki'ilu we wrote the din by the Chomer too. It's one of the way the Torah is nidreshes. It's one of the way the Torah is given. But you can't come with svaris to be machalik.
You say daivik.
Huh?
You say daivik.
It's a pircha. It's not a svar. You were here in Baba Kama, Beis Amfil. You remember the Rabbeinu Peretz over there? Oh.
Yeah. Here we should say daivik. Or Gemara.
No, no.
How can we say a smaller shtemuti?
Daivik is only a dim. Dayoi is only in din, not in svar. Dayoi is when there's a din that you could say dayoi, but not in svar. L'mashal chatzi nezek to kuloi nezek is dayoi, but on a svara you don't say dayoi. Dayoi you only say when it's a din. It's very similar to what we have. We saw in the sheet on Gimel Amud Beis and Baba Kama also by that sugya. You remember? Okay, fine. We spoke about it then also. Okay, Vinish V. Thus is the big Yesoid. It's the Yesoid of the Nachlas David over here. It's the Yesoid of Nachlas. with kal v'chaymers, there are pirchas. Pirchas are dinim. They're not svaris. As you can ask, maybe the Torah is machayev with this percentage, being that if the Torah is machayev by moedim mimiksas, kal v'chaymer should be chayev by hadas edim, because hadas edim has more koyach than halacha. As we can't come with svaras and say maybe this is different, kal v'chaymer, the Torah wrote it, you knew you were going to learn out hadas edim, v'kacha. You can't ask, what's dayoy? Dayoy is a pircha, chatzi nezek, it's pater v'rishus harabim. It has to be a din. But with a svara percentage, you never ask on a kal v'chaymer. Okay. That's the big yesod of Rav Nochum. Okay. There are those that they bring the Ramban's question. The Ramban is, how could a migul work? I migul the chashad amamana. And they say, a big teretz. Because on a kal v'chaymer, you can't ask misvara. And they take Rav Nochum's Yisoid and they answer it and they leave out the rest of Rav Nochum. Tarmanished! You can't do such a thing. Rav Nochum only said it after the Hezver, that there is a Kal V'Chaymer, then you, and there is Ishtamute, you could say it. But if there's a problem of Migu D'Chashid Amamina, as the word is, Loi Masun Shvua L'Chashid, as what's it gonna help that it's a Kal V'Chaymer? Ei Masun Shvua L'Chashid. As you have to say, the Kal V'Chaymer is telling us, Ishtamute kam Ishtamit. There is no Migu D'Chashid. How could a Kal V'Chaymer do that? It's telling us the Mitzias. No, it's telling us the percentages of Ishtamute kam Ishtamit is enough to be Machayim. I am Isvara. Over there is 22%, over here is 8%. On that you say, a svara, you can't slug up a kal v'chaymer. That's a big issue of the Nachas David over here that is not used in other places. We saw a similar site in the sheet over there in Baba Kama, Gimel Amid Beis, top of Dalet Amid Aleph, and there are other makayris to this that from a svara you don't make, you can't get. But there's a kal v'chaymer hilchati, meaning in halachis, this is more chomer, as you can't ask from svaras. It has to be a pircha from a din, from halacha, not from a percentage, not from a sti. Okay, not easy, so. Most is the kuda, that's the. Okay. Because those are the big problems in Rashi. Let's go step by step what we saw. Rashi says in the Gemara that the pircha, why wouldn't we learn out Hadas Edim? From Moedah v'Miksas is because by Moedah v'Miksas there's a chashash ishtamute, as you're giving him a shvua that he shouldn't be mishtamit. But by Hadas Edim, as Kipshuta Rashi says, there is no chashash ishtamute. B'chlam. As word number one of Reb Nachum is, there is ishtamute, for sure. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Shvua Staf Mem Amid Beis. Toises, when he brings Rashi, is the words kol kach. It's a sugi of koifer b'milve. It's a sugi by it. Avada there's ishtamute. Aye, so what does Rashi mean? Rashi doesn't mean there is no ishtamute. Rashi learns the chshash of ishtamute is less. Chiddush number one of Rashi. The fizeh, you can answer the shayla, the yes on Rashi, that if you're saying that by koifer b'kol there's no ishtamute, as why is Eidach al-Chayiv? Shaila, not was David, Rabbi Kiva. The Teretz is, the Machayiv Shvu of Eidach is more, because it's Meir al-Mashu Nishba. As a Meila, you're Machayiv even on a smaller level of Ishtabute. Of a Moedim and Mixas, which is a more Machudish Dika Shvua, actually you need 22% of Ishtabute to be Machayiv, because the Machayiv of Shvua is less. This is a big svara, tishmaite. When the mechayiv of the shvua is less, you need more of a chshash to have a chiyiv shvua. That's the The Gemara says, therefore you need Kal V'Chaymer. Mitzarech Bir, if it's Migu the Choshed, Frag the Ramban, what is the Kal V'Chaymer? Help? So, Rav Nochum, because he's Tosfos answers, because it says Ishtamute. The Shaila is, Ishtamute is a Metzias. What do you mean the Kal V'Chaymer teaches you Ishtamute? Ishtamute is a Metzias. The Metzias is, people are Ishtamute, come Ishtamute. The Kal V'Chaymer is not going to teach you that. Explains to Rav Nochum, the Kal V'Chaymer is teaching you that the chashash of Ishtamute is enough to be Mechaya Yishmua. 8% is enough to make a Shavua. Because if the Torah is Mechaya Moide B'Mixas, Kal V'Chaymer Yechaya by Hodas Edom, because it's stronger. It's only 8%. As we learned, 8% is enough to be Mechaya in a strong Shavua. Misvara, there's a chilek. From Misvara, you can't ask on a Kal V'Chaymer. Only from a Pircha Hilchati, a Pircha Pi Allah. But from straight out Svara and percentages, you see over here, you can't ask because it's a Midah Shatayra, Midrash as well. Estesa says, Kamash Malan Kal V'Chaymer, Deloy Havi Gazan Bachi, Dishtamute Kamishtame. Tesis brings a raya that koifer b'milva kosher le'edus. As you see in Tesis, Mamish, she brings the raya koifer b'milva. It wasn't just the rayon and the nachlas tavid that he answered on the kasha. Tesis brings the raya. As his two gemaras Tesis brings, from koifer b'milva on vav amid aleph, from shvuas mem amid beis, and that advises that there is. Okay. As that's the Gemara of the Sugya of Migu the Choshed of Hades Edom, the Lekel and Neimahachi. Tomorrow we're going to finish up a little bit, but the Ika, we're starting the next Sugya, which is Mamish of whole new world. The Sugya of what is the Kal V'Chaymer. Until now we learned the first Chelek of the Sugya. What do you need a Kal V'Chaymer? And this is Kiyadua. The harder part of Rav Chiya is this part. The Olam was miskash in it. It's Kiyadua, very shvetz. Okay, we finished the harder part. Now tomorrow we're starting the lighter part of the Sugya. What is the Kal V'Chaymer? Hold the angle. What's the Kal V'Chaymer? Why is Edom better than Edom? That's what Gemara is going to go through. Amen and Gemara are trying to figure it out. Bez Hashem, tomorrow the Olam should get into the Gemara very well to learn towards the bottom of